Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast. The podcast.
Hey, it's Tyler West and me, Molly Rainford, looking after things for Pete and Liv.
Not sure if we should be trusted.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. Happy weekend. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Thankfully, we've made it through the heat, boy.
Oh my gosh. It has been beaming.
It's been hot in it.
Yeah, but let's not act like it's going to last, because we just got to savour it while we're here.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. So now that the heatwave's said and done, I've looked at the weather forecast. We're in for just like a month of rain, basically.
Excellent.
Just from here on in. It's not
happening. Maybe you'll cuddle me again in bed.
Well, no, don't get like that, right? So basically, at home, right, I said to Molly, I was like, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a 32 degrees heatwave that we're having, don't touch me. Like, just don't touch me. Don't come near me. And that's a fair point, like, because, like, I'm not trying to radiate like that.
And as anyone would, I felt slightly rejected, if I'm honest.
I woke up in a puddle thinking that I wet the bed, but actually I was just sweating from the hot breath air that we had in our room.
That's
We've got no
lovely.
Ventilation in our little flat whatsoever.
Yeah. We're working on it though. Ty said he wants to buy a this special mattress thing that vibrates to wake you up, but it also has like a cooling system, a heating system in it. I'm thinking, chill out. Who's got the money for that?
No, it's exactly.
And
yeah.
Also, we only get sun for about 5 days of the year, so it's actually just irrelevant for the rest of it.
But you don't understand, bro. Like, you can absolutely, with this mattress, it can, like, vibrate to wake you up as well. Babe, vibrate a mattress. Hit me out.
All right.
Yeah, vibrating mattress. You can cool down the bed on either side. You can choose your optimum temperature. I don't know why I'm trying to sell it to you, like, well, actually, you're going to agree to it. You're not going to do that.
No.
It's fine. We'll just sleep sweaty. We'll sleep sweaty.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. It's Tyler West and Molly Rainford with you on the Sunday Roast. And it is good to be back, to be fair.
Yeah, back from Ibiza. It's nice to see your, you've recovered fully.
Let's not act like I was in an absolute state when I walked in through the door.
I successfully watched 2 full Disney animations and you didn't wake up.
No, you didn't. What did we watch?
We watched Encanto.
And then we also
watched Soul.
I didn't watch either one of those.
Well, you missed out because they were great.
I think the bigger problem here is you watching Disney films without me. See, if this was the other way around, if the shoe was on the other foot and I'd watched that, and then you come in like, oh, I want to watch Encanto, you'd have been like, bro, why are you watching it without me?
Yeah, of course I was. And I set off to watch it with you and you fell asleep within like 2 seconds. Ty, does that mean you're officially retiring from going out?
Well, 100%. That's the thing. I walked out and just went, I'm retired.
Really? Like,
I'm
done.
Well, just because I just don't see, don't get me wrong, Ibiza's sick. When you're there, you're having a great time.
Yeah.
Then the minute you're feeling the after effects, you've got the headache, you're tired and everything like that, you're just like, bro, I prefer daytimes. Daytime sesh only.
Oh, love a day sesh.
When you go out in the daytime, you're in a pub garden, there's nothing better having that first sip of beer, then all of a sudden getting home and being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a full night's sleep and wake up tomorrow feeling fresh.
Look, I don't want to be a Brit and keep talking about the weather, but I feel like I can't not have a beer in hand at the minute.
When the sun's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now when the rain's on the way, so we're going to stay in throughout the whole of June, right?
100% hot chocolates galore.
Absolutely.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. Normally don't chat about politics on this show, but I'm kind of obsessed with this one at the minute,
whoa,
all right?
Whoa, where are you going?
No, hear me out. Right, so a UFC octagon is being built on the front lawn of the White House in America as we speak, right? It's part of the celebrations for the 250th anniversary of American independence and Donald Trump's 80th birthday. Nothing screams 80th birthday
than
having a UFC party fight outside the front of your house.
I didn't know it was 80.
Yeah, so they're actually having, it's sort of fake time, mate.
Yeah.
They're actually having actual UFC fights in front of the White House as part of it, right? So I think I've sussed out what is going to happen, right? So you can just imagine it. They've cut the cake, yeah? He's had a call in the caterpillar at the front of the yard. And then all of a sudden, all you hear is it's just starting. And
it's
you're
bubbling.
Like, what? The 80th birthday surprise. Who's that walking out?
In the blue corner!
Donald Trump is in the building!
He's calling out Obama. Come on, Obama.
America.
Joe Biden,
America.
Where you at?
Yeah, Joe Biden. Obama, come here, man. Come here. Come chat to me in the UFC octagon for a second, yeah?
Look, it's literally like Misfits boxing.
It is good, isn't
it? KSI's going to come out and be like, yo, guys, look.
Here's some prime.
For the country.
Here's some prime. Take some prime as
Take
well.
Take some prime with you.
Also, how backwards this is, yeah? Because nothing says 250 years of American independence and happy birthday, Donald Trump, then having a fight. Let's just have
a
fight.
Look. That says it all, really, doesn't it? This is This
Sunday Roast. Kiss. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they're getting married on the 3rd of July. Of course they do it the day before the 4th of July. Is that Independence Day? That's Independence Day.
Yeah. They're trying to have a 2-day party.
Yeah, they're trying to make everybody celebrate.
Also, they got engaged when we did, so that's a quick turnaround for a wedding.
Yeah, but they got the money.
Absolutely true.
They're not doing installments like us, right? We've extended it.
So fair.
Right, but they've got a bit of stick recently for saying no plus ones to their wedding. Like, you can only bring your partner if you're married to them. I mean... We're not married yet, but that's a very similar rule to us.
I don't think that's too wrong, to be fair.
Mm.
I feel like I don't want to be looking at my wedding photos in years and being like, who is that guy? Oh, that was that ex of my best friend.
Yeah, we're not doing that. No.
Not doing that.
You need to be locked in or you're not locked onto our wedding.
Imagine you're at your wedding and then someone's like, oh, it's really lovely to meet you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Weird.
Also, it is just crazy, the idea of putting plus one next to a name on your wedding guest list, yeah?
Yeah. It's not your 30th birthday.
Exactly. It's not like that. We're not rolling up to the club and you're just going to come in and shake a little two-step. It's like, you can't just all of a sudden, if your plus one drops out, you can't then just immediately replace it with a substitution. I don't want to be meeting my man Gary on my wedding day saying, hi, mate, thanks for coming to my wedding. What's your name?
Yeah, dead. Look, at least I need to vet them first.
Yeah.
You know, a couple meetups, need to know you're on the vibes first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
at least I got to vet them first.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with Tyler is that he loves to just invite people he's just met.
How's that a problem?
Well, you just get too excited.
They're not random. I've met them.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
Fair enough, it's in the smoking area. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, right?
No, because you make best friends left, right and centre. And look, like, we need to vet this guest list a little bit, please.
Okay, right. That's why we're not
doing
it.
Remember, we've got to pay for these people.
Exactly. Taylor Swift ain't got that problem. This is This Sunday Roast. Kiss. Right, me and Moles are absolutely gassed to be here chatting with you.
We're in our podcast bag now. Since being on The Sunday Roast.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Me and Tyler are launching a brand new
one
this summer.
It's happening, baby. Right, so it's called The Prenup. Honestly, if you're ready for like some real-time belly laughs,
always
get the 11th of June in your calendar right now when that first episode drops on wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be so good.
As you might have heard, we are recently engaged to be married, but marriage is hard. But then rather than doing couples therapy, we've decided to start a prenup instead.
Yeah, pull the plaster off. We've gone in with the hard stuff.
Absolutely.
Right, straight up. It's the do's and don'ts that nobody ever wants to talk about and admit when it comes to the people in your life. Literally anyone.
And we want to hear from you too. We're also going to be chatting about when you knew your partner or best mate was the one.
Mm.
Email your stories into theprenup@bowermedia.co.uk for the chance to have yours read out on the pod.
Yeah, the prenup with us too. Molly and Tyler launches on the 11th of June. Get that in your calendar right now.
Do it. Right now.
Do it. Just do it.
Do it. This Sunday
Roast. Kiss. The World Cup is less than 2 weeks away. It's happening in North America, right? And I saw the other day, and this is peak, that the USA manager has basically been emailing players to tell them they've not made the squad. They've not made the cut. And I feel like emails, like, it's World Cup we're talking about. This isn't like, oh, you've been declined from our party because we're over capacity.
No.
This is...
A phone call a would be nicer, scale. Surely.
Yeah, or just, face to face.
Well, yeah.
Like, just say, hey, sorry, man, did really well this year.
Yeah.
Come back next year. That's crazy. Have you ever... What's the worst way that you've ever been let down or, like, dumped or, like, released over text? Has that been over email? Has it been... What
Look,
has it been?
I've got one worse, right? So, I recently went for an audition.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
and I've not heard anything, but sometimes no news is good news, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, yeah, cool, whatever. I just see that they've announced the lineup and I'm obviously just not in it. And I'm like, no heads up, nothing. You just let me find out that
great.
I weren't in it. I was like, cheers.
Could've
now I'm lame miserable.
Your name, Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Les Miserables.
And French, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. So I had, obviously, many lifetimes ago, there was a girl in my school that I was dating.
Right, here we go.
Orange Wednesday. No, you don't need to roll the eyes. Listen, I'm with you now. We're engaged. but there was a girl I was dating, and my dog Harry passed away.
Oh.
And we when I say we was dating, I mean I asked her out on text.
Obviously.
On that day, she said yes. We all got to the cinema, all of our groups of friends. We don't even hold hands at
gave
this
her
age.
A hug.
We don't even give her a hug.
No, like touching,
that's it.
No
we
touching.
Sat next to each other in the cinema. She broke up with me. I found out that my dog Harry had died. And then she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your dog. Do you want to go back out with me?" And I said,
It's not a good enough reason. You got the sympathy vote.
Do you know what I mean? I got the sympathy vote. But now I got broken up with in the cinema. It's peak.
It's peak.
This is
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
Right, we were just talking about how the USA manager has basically been letting down players saying that they've not made the squad.
Via email.
All right. But in these last few songs, producer Jonty's had he's gave us a revelation. So, all right, so talk us through this dumping story.
Here we go.
Okay, so when I was like 14, so what's that, like year 10?
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend.
Hey.
Oi.
And she dumped me on Bebo.
Throwback.
On Bebo.
That's Bebo deep. Messenger.
That's deep.
On Bebo Messenger. What did you reply? Did you block?
I was unfriended. I was heartbroken.
Also, that's of course you were. At 14, that's heartbreak forever. That's the ones that will make you grow up trying to write like depressing love songs.
Yeah, no, I can see him at the window, rain's pouring, just staring.
Yeah.
So sad.
I'm married and I still feel a bit sad about it now.
And that's it. And you just, blocked Bebo, reported Bebo. That's it, you're done. Oh, John.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
It's Tyler West and Molly Rainford. Thank you so much for listening in.
Pete and Liv are back with you on the Sunday Roast next week.
Have a good one.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing. And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing. Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing.